From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Thursday, June 18, 2015. I'm Philip Grant. William J. Kimball is reporting in the Daily Freeman that the State Public Service Commission on Wednesday, June 17, approved a request by Central Hudson Gas and Electric to increase residential electric delivery rates by about 9%. The commission also approved a 5% hike in natural gas delivery rates over the next 3 years. The changes are effective July the 1st. The new rates reflect only delivery charges and do not include the actual cost of the electric and gas commodities, which, according to Central Hudson, typically comprise 30-50% of the total bill. The company has promised to use the increased revenue that will result to create a major storm reserve, convert customers to monthly billing, and create an incentive expansion program to promote the conversion of customers to gas service, among other things. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. Jeanette Wolfberg is reporting in the Columbia paper that public school enrollment in Columbia County declined by 7.7% between 2009 and 2013, according to data released by the New York State Education Department. The county combined K-12 enrollment in 6 districts was 7,818 students at the start of the 2009-2010 school year. 4 years later, the number has dropped to 7,219, a loss of nearly 600 students. The county's overall population during the same period of time has also decreased, but at a rate of less than 2%. Amid the general decline, however, enrollment increased for students identified as Latino and Asian Pacific. In 5 of 6 county districts, the Latino enrollment increased by 46%, and the Asian Pacific enrollment increased by 13%. During the same period, the African American student population declined by 21%, while the white student population decreased by 14%. You can read that full story in the Columbia paper. Dan Goldberg is reporting at Capitol, New York, that the state legislature on Wednesday, June 17th, passed a bill requiring 7th and 12th grade students to receive a meningococcal vaccine. The measure now heads to the governor's desk for his signature. Meningitis is a life-threatening bacterial infection. In comments on Wednesday, Assemblymember Deborah Glick reminded her colleagues that meningitis was a contagious disease and the decision to avoid vaccination could have far-reaching consequences. Assemblymember and vaccine opponent Tom Abernathy pointed out that very few people in the state actually contract the disease. He also said the vaccine manufacturer acknowledges that roughly 1% of the recipients will suffer harm and 10% of those people will suffer serious harm from the vaccine. The meningitis bill was also targeted by Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who earlier this month accused the press of parroting orthodoxies about the vaccine safety and accused the pharmaceutical industry of poisoning children. You can read that full story at Capital Confidential. The Music in the Park Thursday Night Free Concert Series begins for the summer today, June 18th, at Catskill Point. The Coxsackie Athens Community Band is the first show of the season at Dutchman's Landing, or inside the historic Catskill Point Warehouse Building if there is rain. That will be at 7 p.m. Finally, Ben Ratliff in the New York Times announces the lineup for the Basilica Soundscape Festival in Hudson, September the 11th through the 13th. Norwegian singer and composer Jenny Havel and noise band Wolf Eyes are among the highlights, with others including Hacks and Cloaks, Blank Mass, Actress, Viet Cong, Health Circuit de Young, Weas Blood, and Indian tabla player and sitarist Gorison Carr and Indrajit Banerjee. You can find more information at basilicasoundscape.com. Now for the weather, the National Weather Service is predicting a chance of showers today with thunderstorms also possible after 3 p.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a temperature high near 71 degrees. The chance of precipitation today is 30%. On Thursday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy with a low around 61. The chance of precipitation tonight is 50%. The forecast for the next 3 days, well, on Friday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, partly sunny with a high near 79 degrees. Friday night, mostly clear with a low around 48. On Saturday, sunny with a high near 78 degrees. Saturday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy with a low around 65. And on Father's Day Sunday, showers are likely and possibly a thunderstorm. It will be cloudy with a temperature high near 81 degrees. Sunday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy with a low around 66. Sunrise today was at 5:18 a.m. and the sun will set at 8:34 p.m. The length of the day, 15 hours and 16 minutes. That's 1 minute more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Thursday, the 18th day of June, 2015. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.